Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
All right, all the quarterback moves. And our quarterback guru is Jake Plummer. He's just one of our favorite guys, too. So, Jake, what's going on, my friend?
I'm a guru.
You are a guru.
Come on, you gotta be.
I'm actually out in the outside social distancing myself from people, like my family. I'm out in a little teepee getting ready to talk quarterbacks with you guys.
Do you have a teepee? I wouldn't be surprised. Do you really have a teepee?
Oh, it's just a little kid's teepee. They were out here. You know, the kids are all home. You know, we've been homeschooling anyway, so this isn't a big adjustment for us. We just got to, like, stay out of big social areas. So, yeah, we got stuff set up in the backyard, you know, little things for them to get out of the
house.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. Well, what do you think about what quarterback move surprised you the most, and what's your overall reaction to what's been happening?
Well, nothing really surprises me anymore. I mean, the guys are going. I think Brady's move really actually surprises me the most. I don't know what's going to happen, how that works. I think Tampa's a solid team, but, you know, you're paying a guy an awful lot to come in there and do what he does when you got a good puzzle pieces in place. And, you know, maybe he is the missing piece that can turn the corner for them, but I just marvel at the amount these guys are making for a couple years.
Amazing.
They more power to them, you know. I think that it's sad to see, you know, a quarterback that, you know, has one good year like Tannehill and signs for the amount of money he has when a D lineman like Danny Shelton, who bangs his head every play, is getting, you know, chump change to go play. He's still a player on the field, you know, but a guy like Tannehill garners all that cash. And I don't know, that's probably the most surprising one, that they really unloaded the bank that much for that one year that he had, really, because otherwise he's been injury prone and hasn't done a whole lot other than, you know, a lot of glimpses. But last year, you know, he showed, I guess, enough to get paid that much.
How about Philip Rivers to the Colts? Were you surprised that he got $25 million in for a year?
Yeah, that's a really surprising one, too. You know, I mean, a guy like him that, you know, obviously he did everything he could in San Diego. They just never could quite pull it off. And whether that was team and management, bad luck, wrong players, or maybe him, you know, not having that ability to make it happen when you needed to make it happen. You know, maybe that's the case, but he gets to go try it one more year with Indianapolis. I thought he would retire, to be honest. Mm. But, you know, he's never been very mobile. So as you get older and you're less mobile, I guess, you know, what does that mean when you're already not mobile?
You know, we were talking about the Broncos added Jeff Driscoll, and we're having a little bit of a debate about the level of experience in a quarterback room, in the room, meetings, that sort of thing. Yeah. What is the value of that? So maybe you can speak to, I think it's an issue. I think having a quarterback room that's just a bunch of young dudes is not as strong for like a Drew Locke as if there was a veteran in there that could sort of guide things or at least maybe focus things the way it needs to be. So tell me, am I right on that or wrong on that?
It's good thinking. You're on the right track as far as if you were a coach and you came from that same, you know, DNA pool that they all come from, to have those thoughts of I need to have this in place in order to be successful. But, you know, if Drew Locke's hungry and he wants it, it doesn't matter if you got a 10-year vet that is in there telling him how to dissect a defense. The kid's going to learn if he wants it. And he's got the right teachers around him. And that's what Elway's focused on this year, is making sure, like, bringing in Shermer and bringing in the right kind of coaches to take this thing, not only take his development to the next level, but to really put an offense in that's going to put all these guys in the best position to really for the team to exploit their talents and use their talents, like a Philip Lindsay. You know, so having an old vet in the room with these young quarterbacks. You know, I don't even know who the guy is. You just said they signed him. I don't know if I've ever heard of that guy. But
Jeff Driscoll.
They're quarterbacks, right? You got a job to do. Go do your job. And if Locke's the guy and he does and say he does get hurt or something happens, then what do you have behind him? If you got Driscoll, I don't know this cat. Don't know what he's got. So, you know, if that's what you're banking on, you know, it's kind of like the year we rolled with just two QBs, me and Bradley Van Pelt. Now, Bradley wasn't a drop back passer. He wasn't yet the polished player they wanted, but they were willing to take that risk. What it said to me was that I was durable. You know, they trusted that I was tough enough to make it, so they weren't too worried. But, yeah, bringing in the right – it's more the chemistry that matters. It's not necessarily an 8-year vet or 12-year vet. Having somebody not wanting to stab Locke in the back every chance they get to take his job, that's what's going to matter most, is having the support that he needs to be the man and have those guys that are in that room with him help him be the man. And if they get a chance, they got to step in and fill that role for the time being until he comes back to be the man again.
Jake, where do you fall on the idea that a young quarterback like Drew Locke, really, it would benefit him to have somebody that's at least pushing him to some degree? Do you think a guy like Drew Locke should have somebody pushing him, or is it better, kind of what you were just saying there, to have somebody, hey, look, you're the guy, and just embrace it?
Well, I mean, I know we had issues in the past, you know, that there was a first-round draft pick that didn't really dive in and push himself to get better. They expected him to do it, so maybe they're having these feelings of, oh, we better bring someone in that's a threat. I have those same things happen in Arizona. You know, they kept talking about bringing, should we bring someone in to compete with Jake to make him work harder? And I'm just thinking, man, you know, if you guys watch me, because I didn't train at the facility back then, they had a horrible off-season conditioning program. So I trained with my own trainer and all the receivers. But if they saw the work I was putting in, they would know, like, that you know, I don't need somebody there to take my job to motivate me. I mean, I'm one of 32 dudes in the whole world that has this job. If that isn't motivation enough, then you're not the right guy. So Drew Locke needs some competition back there to keep him on the straight and narrow, then he's not the guy. I mean, you should want it and want to have it and want to go get it right now. At this position he's in, that is a dream job that he has right now. He is the man for the Denver Broncos organization with the God of the organization tailor making this whole thing to fit, to make it fit, make it right for him to succeed. If he's not hungry and going hard as hell and working his butt off to be the man and do everything possible, what's going to have a guy in the back of him pushing him going to do? He should already be doing this.
What is Tom Brady chasing right now?
Some sun, probably some sunshine and the ability to like golf on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, show up Friday, headbutt a couple guys, and then go throw checkdowns the rest of the weekend and win some ball games with a good defense. I think that's what he's striving
for. You think he just loves football? You think it's really just that?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. You know, I mean, I think, you know, I retired after 10 and my body was why I retired. It wasn't necessarily my mind, you know, it was just like, I'm tired of taking this beating, but now, you know, they don't take quite the beating. Right. I mean, he still gets hit, you know, you still get hit, thrown to the ground, and all that adds up when you get up in age. And I marvel at what he does in these older quarterbacks, QBs and the likes that are still out there balling. I'm 45 and I'm moving really well, but if you tackle me and landed on me, it would hurt bad.
Right.
So I don't know what, you know, these guys are chasing, I guess, just to stamp their legacy and to really like, I don't know if we'll ever have another Tom Brady or Drew Brees type career because there's 500,000 kids aiming to be them right now, and they're getting the training at age like 8. So, you know, watch out, you dudes now that are playing in the league, because these young kids are going to come take your job. You're not going to play for 20 years unless unless something crazy happens, which right now there is some crazy stuff happening. So be careful.
What are your expectations out of the Buccaneers this year?
I don't know, man. I don't do the prognostications, if that's the correct term, you know, to try to
determine
what they are trying to do. I think what they're trying to do is bring in a guy that, like, immediately, right now, if he signed today, I bet you that weight room is full and dudes are showing up. I mean, maybe not with the social distancing thing going on as far as the virus, but just like bringing Peyton in here, you know, Peyton operates at such a high level and at such a professional level. He knows when to work, how to work, efficiently, when to get it done, and when the hay's in the barn, man, let's go. Tom's the same way. So a team like Tampa may find guidance from him. More than his ability to come throw the ball and do all that, it's what he will demand now just by his presence alone. that everyone raise their game, or else you're going to look like a stupid idiot walking in there late, because Tom Brady is, if he's the greatest, then he does everything great, right? He walks in the building and everything's great. So if that's the case, I think that that's what they're looking for, is just that edge they need to raise the level up, that leadership they need to maybe go from being a close team to now having a real good chance with solid players, like any team in the league has a chance right now. But bringing him in is a good move, I think.
Well, how did you feel about playing for the Buccaneers?
Oh, I told Mike Shanahan I was done, and that's when he hung up the phone and I heard that I was traded to Tampa. But that was that's a whole other story, right?
So, wait, you told me you were retiring, and then you got traded?
I said, I'm retired, man. I sent my papers in. I have the paperwork, the date, everything. And right. Then he traded you can trade someone's rights if they have retired. You can trade them on a possibility they might come back. Well, Tampa Bay knew that I had the money for the bonus on the table. It was a money grab by them, and gotcha. Denver got a sixth-round pick out of it. So whether I showed up or not, Tampa wins millions of dollars, and the Broncos get a sixth-round pick. So
okay.
I wasn't coming. I was done. So they don't believe you.
Now they do, Jake. Now they do.
Great stuff,
now
man.
Now they do, yeah. I'm done.
You know what's another one, a quirky one, is Philip Rivers there in Indy. You know, that one I guess I kind of don't quite get that one. Like, how much do you think Philip Rivers even has in the tank?
I don't know what he's got upstairs right now, because if I was in San Diego and I played there for how many years is he there? That 15, 16 years now?
Oh, my God, forever, right. Yeah, something like that.
So, you guys, when you want to go on vacation or think of, man, what'd be a sweet place to go? Mission Beach is like one of the best places to ever go in the world to go hang out, ride your bike, run in the sand, surf, look for sand dollars, throw the frisbee,
yeah.
Drink a beer, chill out, watch the sunset. Why would you go to Indianapolis?
I don't know, man. And you know,
that's
his whole
why would you go?
And you got three kids. He's got nine, and they're all living in Florida. And what, dad's just, I'll see you for the next like 5 months. You know, I'm gonna go live in Indianapolis. I don't know, man. I don't know where that one's going.
If you got seven kids, that's a lot of college education to pay for.
I think he's got
it. Payments and all that. So that may be his motivation.
Jake, what else is on your mind these days? Anything else cooking? You live a fascinating life. What else is happening?
Yeah, just this whole environment we're living in right now. You know, it's an interesting time to see how people respond in time of crisis like this, or how they respond to being told what to do and how to do things. And it's interesting. I'm socially distancing myself just because that's what I'm being told. I see people around the neighborhood and all, but I hope that the people are taking stock that this can go away if we listen, and it can get worse if we don't. And sometimes you just got to listen and trust your heart, trust your instincts, and do what you feel is right. So that's been on my mind a lot. And as far as sports go, I don't know, man. I kind of miss not seeing some sports, but I kind of enjoy not having them around right now. It's kind of nice to just be enjoying springtime and, free agency's going on and all that. And you guys, it's your job to come up with topics to talk about. Me, I've just been enjoying having a podcast and jumping on the show with you guys. And maybe someday down the road, I'll be on the fan in another capacity, or at least just keep adding some fuel to the fire.
I
like it a lot, man.
Yeah, buddy.
We always love catching up with you. Thank you so much, Jake, and best to you and your family. And we'll catch up soon.
Appreciate you, pal.
Hey, you guys too, man. Be sure you're not shaking hands and talking into the same mic.
No doubt about it. I know it's so tempting, but we'll stay away from it. Thanks, Jake.
Later, guys. Have a good one.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.